Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 9th of June 2025. Where is the year going? It's going so fast. I want to talk today about whether or not you should exhibit at events. Lots of MSPs ask this because events seem on the surface like a great place to go and meet potential leads. They seem on the surface, and then when you actually look into it, you realize it's a ton of work. There's a ton of money that you have to pay to exhibit at these events, and then there's even more money that you have to pay to kind of fill your space. And then you're looking at it and thinking, well, we don't want to look like too small. We don't want to look unprofessional, so we can't just have a desk. What are we going to put up? Are we going to have things printed? Should we have banners? Should we sit at a desk? How are we going to do data capture? What should we do? Let me tell you what I recommend. And first of all, I'm a big fan of events. In fact, I know a few of our members do loads of events. Lyle in Canada. Lyle, I know you do loads of events. In fact, I think we did a podcast about it, didn't we? About how successful you've been with your events. Lee here in the UK. I know Lee is doing lots of events or has done lots of events as well. So lots of our members are doing lots of events. But to get it right, you first of all got to make sure it's the right event. So the people that you want to work with in the future, are they going to the event? And that is the core fundamental question to ask about any event. Because, you know, there's no point you spending a ton of time and energy and money on an event if the people going there are not the kind of people that you want to do business with. Often doing events that are based within specific verticals, niches, that's one of the best ways to do it. Because, for example, well, I'll give you an example. In my last business, which I sold nearly 10 years ago, we worked with veterinarians, dentists, and optometrists, opticians. So we went to the veterinarian show, right? And we spent, I mean, we must have spent a five-figure sum to have a booth and to put up a stand and to man it. But it was worth it because over a couple of shows, you know, we would generate 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 clients. And those clients were paying quite a considerable amount of money. It was sort of an average of around about $10,000 to $20,000 a year in US dollar equivalent. So it was really worth it for us meeting people and having conversations. But that's because we knew that the people going were exactly the people we wanted to do business with. So that's the first thing to do, is to ask yourself who's going to the show. And then secondly, ask yourself what could you afford to spend in, and it isn't just cash, it's cash and time and energy. You know, if you're going to go to a show, do it properly, right? Don't just do one person with a really bad stand with no kind of data capture and no ability to talk to people. Do it properly. If you're going to do a show, commit, right? Get a proper stand made. Make sure the social proof on the stand, so a standout quote from one of your customers there on the stand. Make sure there's 2 or 3 or 4 of you. So one of you can be doing data capture and just grabbing people's email address, getting business cards. Perhaps you do an interactive cybersecurity quiz or something like that to encourage them to give their data. But then there's 2 or 3 others of you who your job is to talk to people, to ask them about their business, to ask them about their cybersecurity, to engage them. And this is what you're trying to do at a stand like this. You're not selling on the day. You're data capturing, you're getting their contact details, and you're talking to them about their business. And you should go away from an event with a ton of new email addresses that you can put into your CRM, but also a ton of people to follow up. You may even have booked some appointments, some Zooms, or you may just have people that you've agreed that you're going to give them a call or you're going to go and see them, whatever. But that's what a good outcome comes from an event. And my final thought on this is, events you shouldn't look at as just a one-off thing. It's absolutely something to feed the funnel. So what you do in the follow-up is almost as important as what you do at the event. Now, we have loads of specific advice about this. If you go into our knowledge base, which you can access via the portal, just go into the navigation on the left. I think it's under support, and you can access the knowledge base there and just type in event, and you'll see my information and my latest guidance on events there in our knowledge base. Right, a couple of things to tell you about. This week, we just have a clinic tomorrow. So I do a drop-in marketing clinic. Normally, most Tuesdays and most Thursdays. I'm away this Thursday. So there's just a clinic tomorrow. But also a reminder, tomorrow is the 10th of June. And on the 10th of every month, we release our new monthly content. So that will be in your portal tomorrow. As always, enjoy your week. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.